Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So let's talk about witchcraft. First of all, would you say that you are a practicing witch?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
That's my profession. I do it for my whole job, yeah.
What is a witch to you?
I can answer it for me, but it's one of those words where a lot of people have their own definition.
Yeah, right?
To me, I like to go with the original meaning of the word, which was one who knows or wise one. And to me, I'm kind of like a nerd who just wants to understand and know stuff. So a witch is kind of someone who has an irascible tendency to try to almost obsessive compulsively figure things out or know about what the world is, what themselves are, what other people are. So it's really one who wants to accumulate wisdom and knowledge.
Marja, why do so many witches have bad reputations when they're really not bad people at all? But people just tend to think that the minute you hear the word witch, you think of the evil person from The Wizard of Oz.
It's a hugely stigmatized word. And one of the few religions that, you know, some of the practices of witchcraft, like divination, are still illegal in some places in the United States. Even though, of course, there's supposed to be freedom of religion, you can get arrested for practicing some of the practices in some places. And I'm not talking about, you know, terrible things like animal sacrifice. I'm just talking about straight up, you know, some of the divination practices. So it has accumulated this huge stigma. I feel like the reason of the negativity was because of the Christian religion that killed all of the pagans. This was during, ancient Rome and in Egypt and Alexandria. When the Catholic Church began, there was Emperor Theodosius, and he ordered that all the pagans be murdered. So, like, millions and millions of pagans who practiced witchcraft or paganism or nature worship, if they did any of that openly, they were killed. And so that kind of practice spread all over Europe, just killing all the pagans as a way for Christianity to just dominate everything. And that really did happen. And then by the time around 300 AD rolled around, they didn't even have anyone left that, you know, knew the hieroglyphic language. They had burned so many books. They had just, like, completely eradicated it. So I think the common modern stigma of witches is left over from that, you know, kind of witch holocaust that happened. So people still have this taboo stigma around it.
And with this stigma, of course, it carried through to the United States, Salem, Massachusetts, burning witches at the stake. It never stopped, did it?
It did not. And ironically, you know, most of the folks who were against witches, their own values and moral systems were to try to not judge other people and certainly not to assume that some other human is evil. So there's a lot of irony in people who judge witches as evil because, of course, most of it just becomes scapegoating, right? So a lot of the hatred for witches is hypocritical scapegoating, which we see a lot of going around in different forms, but the witches still get an awful lot of the scapegoat behavior.
I think so, too. Now, when you talk about magic, to you, what is magic?
For me personally, I think magic is talked about and dealt with in all major religions, and it's evident in the world. And a lot of people say magic isn't real, but I advise everyone who thinks that to just go ahead and try it. You can do quick experiments that are really easy, just using concentration techniques. And for me, I feel like magic is perception-based. So I like to describe it like how a rainbow gets revealed when sunlight shines on the water in a certain way. You can see all these colors that you couldn't see before just under regular circumstances. So I feel like most witches or magicians or people who practice these techniques, shamans included, it changes your perception. So you can see things differently, and that's what I think is kind of magic. You'll notice things, these kind of subtle things that maybe other people aren't quite aware of or perceiving, kind of like when you see that rainbow come out of nowhere.
Have you cast spells on people? I doubt if you put curses on people.
I do not. My particular practice, I don't do any of those vengeance things. I'm more of a healer and empowerment type of witch. I focus on fixing things rather than breaking them.
Good. But a spell is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And we all use spells all the time with our language. Spells involve, you know, spelling and the language and words that we use, even our thoughts that we have towards each other, you know, and other people. Most people put curses on people all the time. They're not even aware that they're doing it. And most of it is because of emotions, right? So people will take something personally and they'll have a certain emotion about it, and then they're going to get a kind of vendetta or emotional reaction to the other person. And this is going to feed a concentration of hate to the other person that they're going to kind of shoot at them like a projectile.
And if they do, what happens?
Well, I think in my experience, we affect each other as humans. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways you can learn how to not get so affected, and this is like an art form, right? That's when you become kind of like a cowboy or the font, right? Where you can just shake it off.
Right.
And one of my teachers, Dr. Calvin DeWolf, he's a Native American, and he teaches to learn how to be what he calls impeccable. So that when you become impeccable, you can't get, like, pecked by people. So when people bother you, you don't really let it get under your skin. But a lot of people, like, you know, if someone even talks trash on you on the internet, it really affects you. And your mind kind of dwells on it, and you don't like that that person did that. And then you can really get sick. So a lot of people, it depends on kind of how much you get affected by trolls, you know, and trolling. I'm sure, you know, you as a public figure, it's kind of hard to avoid never getting trolled when you get certain levels of exposure. So you kind of have to learn to thicken your skin. But some individuals, if they're prone to influence, they can easily get hurt if people kind of focus negative energy on them.
Well, you learn how to thicken your skin, because a lot of them are hiding behind false names, phony emails, and what have you.
It's all garbage. Yeah, totally. But sometimes, you know, people don't know these things, and we don't learn these things unless you get bullied, you know, in school, and you kind of get confronted with it. So a lot of folks, I think, kind of lack that ability to brush things off or believe in themselves or have enough self-confidence where those things don't affect them. But it really takes them down.
There's a lot of hate out there, Masha. A lot of hate.
Yeah. It's so bad. You know, like in the last few years, it's really, everyone's so polarized, and there's so many projectiles being shot at everyone. It's out of control. I have nonstop work, I'll tell you what.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.